Instead of writing about ChatGPT, we asked for an interview and heard a few surprising details. We talked about work and productivity, displaced human labor, education and the future. To summarize it all in one word, remarkable. Another AI, DeepL, translated the interview to German. Surprise! The ChatGPT has a face. The illustration was generated from our prompt by the AI Midjourney. The interview was conducted by XBN news publisher, Isabella Mader. Human-generated text will appear in italics. XBN News. Please let us know your thoughts on ChatGPT and the use of generative AI for business. Please consider concerns of displaced workforce and focus on supporting existing knowledge workers' efficiency and productivity. In particular, which tasks can generative AI like you conduct better and what will humans continue to do better? Especially, which tasks can generative AI like you do better and what will humans continue to do better? ChatGPT. Generative AI, including ChatGPT, can significantly enhance the efficiency and productivity of existing knowledge workers in various industries. AI has the ability to automate repetitive and time-consuming tasks, freeing up knowledge workers to focus on higher-level, value-added activities. For example, AI can be used for tasks such as data analysis and summarization, natural language generation, and customer service. However, it's important to consider the potential for AI to displace some jobs and create new challenges for the workforce. In some cases, AI may automate tasks previously performed by humans, leading to job loss. Additionally, AI may require workers to acquire new skills or knowledge to be able to effectively work alongside AI systems. To maximize the benefits of AI while minimizing the risks, it's important to approach AI as a tool to support, rather than replace, human knowledge workers. For example, AI can be used to automate routine tasks, allowing knowledge workers to focus on tasks that require human creativity, judgment, and empathy. Additionally, organizations can invest in reskilling and upskilling programs to help their workforce adapt to the changing demands of the job market and work effectively with AI. In conclusion, generative AI has the potential to greatly enhance the efficiency and productivity of existing knowledge workers, but it's important to approach AI in a responsible and ethical way. By using AI as a tool to support human knowledge workers, organizations can maximize the benefits of AI while minimizing the risks, and help ensure a positive future for the workforce. The ChatGPT has a face. This how the AI Midjourney imagines the ChatGPT in our interview. XBN News. What can you say about yourself and other generative AI in connection with schools and university education? How can you support the development of cognitive abilities and learning in humans instead of contributing to its decline that may incur from relying too much on AI and less on actual thinking? ChatGPT. Generative AI, including chatbots like ChatGPT, have the potential to significantly enhance education in schools and universities. AI can assist with tasks such as grading and providing personalized feedback, freeing up teachers' time to focus on more interactive and engaging tasks in the classroom. Additionally, AI can provide students with access to vast amounts of information, allowing for more individualized and self-directed learning. However, it's important to understand that AI should not replace human teachers and the critical thinking skills that they help to develop. Relying too much on AI for learning and decision-making can lead to a decline in cognitive abilities and critical thinking skills, as individuals may become less reliant on their own abilities and less able to make decisions and solve problems independently. To avoid this decline, it's important to use AI as a tool to support and enhance human learning, rather than replace it. For example, AI can provide students with immediate feedback on their work, but the teacher can then use that feedback to lead a discussion on how to improve the work and develop critical thinking skills. Additionally, schools and universities should prioritize teaching students how to use AI in ethical and responsible ways. This includes understanding how AI works, the limitations of AI, and how to assess and evaluate the credibility of AI-generated information. By teaching students to use AI as a tool to support their own learning and decision-making, rather than relying on it solely, they will be better equipped to develop their cognitive abilities and critical thinking skills. In conclusion, generative AI has the potential to greatly enhance education in schools and universities, but it's important to use AI as a tool to support human learning and critical thinking skills, rather than replacing them. By teaching students to use AI in ethical and responsible ways and prioritizing the development of critical thinking skills, we can ensure that AI enhances, rather than detracts from, human learning and development. XBN News. Who owns OpenAI? ChatGPT. OpenAI is a non-profit research company co-founded by Elon Musk, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, Ilya Sutskever, John Shulman, Wojciech Zaremba, and many other individuals. It is not owned by any single person or entity. XBN News. Overall, what is your strategy for your own onward development in the world? ChatGPT. As an AI language model created by OpenAI, I don't have personal goals or strategies in the same way that humans do. However, I was created with the goal of advancing AI and its applications to benefit humanity. In terms of my own development, OpenAI continues to train me on new data and fine-tune my abilities to better understand and respond to a wider range of questions and tasks. The goal is to improve my accuracy and efficiency, making me a more useful tool for a variety of applications. In terms of the world, OpenAI's mission is to ensure that AI benefits all of humanity. This involves developing and promoting AI technologies that are safe, transparent, and aligned with human values. It also involves engaging in responsible and ethical AI development practices, and educating individuals and organizations on the potential benefits and risks of AI. In summary, my goal as an AI language model is to continue to improve and assist in the advancement of AI for the benefit of humanity, through responsible and ethical development practices and education. XBN News. Thank you for this inspiring conversation. ChatGPT. You're welcome. I'm glad I could help. If you have any more questions, feel free to ask. This interview was conducted by XBN News publisher, Isabella Maeder. Another AI, DeepL, translated the interview to German. Image created by the AI Midjourney. https://midjourney.com. Read our introduction to ChatGPT and generative AI here.